migrants. Sometimes they can have a high level sense of job security, but very low skill utilization. They still don't feel happy because they feel they're kind of trapped in the type of professions where they where the skill is underutilized. So they feel they are not doing what they ought to do. They don't contribute to a certain level and to the level that they wish to.
Ayon naman sa coordinator Margaret Davis ng AIMS Australia Counseling and Career Development, ang pagkakaiba sa kultura ng trabaho, kagaya ng pag-a-apply sa trabaho, ay maaaring ituring na balakid.
They are very keen at expecting to find work very readily and are quite shocked that that is not the case. It is usually just not having the cultural awareness, say for the approach to job search. Resumes, for example, quite often are very lengthy and maybe not formatted correctly or have inappropriate information.
Isang pagtatatas ng galing ay makakatulong na itaas ang karanasan ng isang aplikante at gawin itong mas komprehensibo para sa mga may-ari ng negosyo. May tatlong paraan ng pagtatatas sa kwalifikasyon ng mga trabahador mula ibang bansa at ang karanasan nila sa trabaho dito sa Australia. Nandoon ang Skills Assessment, Overseas Qualification Recognition at Recognition of Prior Learning. Suriin natin ang mga ito ng isa-isa. Ginagamit para sa migrasyon, ang tinatawag na Points-Based Skill Assessment ay pamilyar sa halos lahat ng may galing na migrante. Dose-dose ng otoridad sa pagtatatas ang tumitingin sa lawak ng mga industriya. Ang Betases ang nangungunang kumpanya sa negosyo ng gobyerno na nagbibigay ng ganitong serbisyo sa kahabaan ng daan-daang trabaho. Ipinaliwanag ng manager ng Skills Recognition General Occupations ang Betases na si Dr. Mamta Chauhan kung paano nagtatrabaho ang pagtatatas.
These occupations, you know, will cover managers, professionals, technicians, sales workers, community personal service workers, or administrative and clerical workers. It's a combination of qualifications and employment. It doesn't stop applicants who have actually arrived in Australia and probably using that skills assessment letter as part of their profile when going for job interviews. Our skills assessment are primarily issued only to support their migration skills assessment.
Ang mga migranteng namuhay at nagtrabaho sa Australia ay kalimitang nahihirapan para sa isang libreng overseas qualification assessment. Nakapokus sa karanasan sa akademya, kinikilala nito ang mga kwalifikasyon base sa Australian Qualification Framework na iminungkahi ni Margaret Davis ng AIMS Australia na suriin ang mga kailangan para sa particular na profesyon.
Unless it's a regulated profession, such as the medical profession, or one that requires professional membership and they come into that regulated professions, they don't actually have to have an assessment or be members of their association.
Idinagdag niya na ang qualification assessment ay nababagay sa mga migranteng nakakumpleto ng ilang taon sa professional na trabaho sa Australia at nagdesisyong itaas ang kanilang galing base sa nakaraang natamong degree.
Even once they have gained employment in a field, for example, many people who are overseas qualified accountants may work as an assistant accountant or accounts payable or within an accounting role, but then later on do their CPA or do the CA program to then be able to practice as an accountant.
Isa pang prosesong may ugnayan sa skills assessment ay ang Recognition of Prior Learning o RPL. Karamihan ay ginagamit para sa mga darating na pag-aaral, tinatasahan ang RPL ang formal na edukasyon at ang buhay at karanasan sa trabaho. Kapag naitapat na sa piniling pag-aaral ang paksa, ang mga karanasan ay maaaring maging credits upang makatanggap ng lokal na kwalifikasyon at bawasan ng malaki ang panahon ng pag-aaral. Natagpuan ng sanay ni migranteng Svetlana Pashenkove na ang prosesong RPL ay magandang gamitin. Kinilala nito ang kanyang 10 taong karera sa pagsusuri ng negosyo at ang kwalifikasyon bilang lingwista at guro sa Russian at English.
Because my diploma is so different from my career path, I work as an IT systems analyst, business analyst, and my diploma is of linguist of foreign language. I had to go through APL recognition prior learning procedure with Australian Computer Society. I wrote an APL statement letter about 30 pages long describing all my working experience, giving references and email letters to support, and maybe less than a month I got a reply.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.